Run the track!
Welcome to Foster's Podcast.
Oh, no! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world-famous Foster the Podcast. This is the official show of stand-up comedian Justin Foster and professional life coach Christy Marie Royster. Every week, we bring to you the craziest stories, the best interviews, pop culture news, also dating and relationship advice. Brand new episodes every Monday, available on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes, search for Foster the Podcast on there. Also, check out our website, fosterthepodcast.com, where you can download past episodes. You can email Christy and I and donate to the show. Also, for my stand-up tour dates, visit my website, justincomic.com. And now, enjoy this week's episode. I bombed so hard last night, you guys. Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah.
have you just had a I've had some good sets lately. I've been on the road. I've been traveling. I've been kind of like pampered a little bit. And I had one of those sets last night. It was like, oh, that's what this feels like.
But did you need it?
I never need it. I never want it.
I feel like I need it sometimes. I go through the motions of like good set. I'm cocky as hell.
Yeah.
And then I bomb.
Yeah.
And it's like, I deserve that, you know? Like, sometimes you need it just to remember, okay, I need to try. I need to like write more.
Yeah.
That tag isn't that good. Like, you know, just little things. Or was it the crowd? Because, like, I don't like to blame the crowd, but you have to understand the crowd sometimes.
I never like to blame the crowd either. So I'll tell this story and then you guys can tell me if I should blame the crowd.
Okay.
Neil Knight is our guest today, by the way.
Oh, hey, what's
Thank
up?
You. Thank you for coming on the Foster Podcast. We've been trying to get you on for a while, so I'm glad this finally worked out.
Yeah.
This
we
is
did
great.
It. Schedules.
So I did a tween show last night.
Did you improv?
Yeah.
I did that last week.
How'd you do?
I crushed.
Fuck you.
But I was the only one that crushed, and I crushed because I was cheap. I went and did only like, and then we were fucking. And then
I didn't know you could do that.
You can,
right?
You can be as dirty as you want. I did open with a joke about jizz, and I was. I'll tell you the joke. The joke is quick. It's a one liner. I said, you know, they say that if you drink pineapple juice, it's supposed to make your semen taste sweeter. I think it tastes exactly the same.
Right.
And they lost their mind.
Damn it.
Then I had them from then on. But I will say, like, I plan that.
Right.
Like, oh, I'll just be disgusting and they'll love me. But everyone else did material and bombed. Yeah. But yeah, so you bombed?
Were you first?
I was like third and I had seen like two people like struggle talking about their relationship.
Yeah.
And I was like, these kids want to hear about jizz. They don't want to hear about relationships.
See, I didn't even think about that.
My first thought was, because I do colleges too, and sometimes colleges, I'll throw that jizz liner in there, boom, it's just the room explodes. So I know how to get, because I'm like,
you're so right, man.
You just got to get the kids.
You're
on.
So right.
Anyway,
but
so
that's what I told Justin yesterday. I text him, I'm like, you're a sober guy in your mid 30s. Maybe it wasn't your room.
Yeah.
I agree. But I will say you should adapt. You should go.
Right.
Yeah.
You should. So I will say it is not the audience's fault.
See, here's the thing. I was hosting. I was first.
Oh yeah. Then you're in a real tough spot.
Right. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna keep it as clean as possible because I don't know my role in this scenario. You know, I don't know if I'm the first one and I start talking about, you know, fucking and all this stuff and they flip and get angry. I don't want to be the first. I'll let the headliner deal with that.
Right.
Right.
So I kept it and they just could not care less, man.
They don't give a fuck.
Unless
you're talking about jizz or like blowjob or rim job, fingering, but you don't. You have nothing.
They're I know.
Not, that's not what they're there for.
I know.
They think comedy means jizz.
I know, and it does. They're right. That's exactly what it means.
Sometimes they're right. Sometimes they're actually right. Sometimes, like, they're surprisingly right. But sometimes they're, you know, they're just children.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be so proud of the youth of America.
Yeah, I know. And I was kind of doing crowd work with like a 15-year-old, right? And I had the response that I wanted to say, but it was so horrifically dirty that I was just like, oh, okay, that's cool. You know what I mean?
So you gotta go horrifically dirty.
I should've.
And they even appreciate that when you're like, oh, this is the kid getting no pussy. and then everyone loses their mind. Like, fuck you, Jacob. And they're like, they lose their mind. So you have to do that because I saw comics who their set was not going well, and they would be like, "Hey, fuck that kid," and everyone would lose their mind.
Yeah, if I could go back and redo it, I would have just shit on the entire crowd.
That's
you know,
what you have to do.
They, I mean, they were eating cupcakes. They had their cell phones out. Right. They, I was just like,
you got to talk about what they're doing on their cell phone. You got to be like, "Were you Snapchatting?"
Right. Yeah.
Snapchat
right.
my dick to your, you know, whatever. You know, whatever. And so I don't know why that was my go-to. Snapchat my dick.
That was brilliant. I should have, you know, if I could Groundhog Day it, I would definitely go back and just like just pull my dick out and be, yeah. well, not literally,
not
pull
literally.
My, but you
right.
know what I mean, like,
metaphorically,
just, right? Yeah. Which I saw the other night. Oh my god, a weird transition here. We were doing the show in Woodland Hills, and so it was a booked show, and at the end they had an open mic, and there was a drunk guy who was heckling everybody the entire show,
okay.
right? And at the end he was like, "Well, can I do comedy too if it's an open mic?" And we're like, "Well, sure, by all means." And he gets up there and he literally goes, "Yeah, I can suck my own dick," right? And the audience is like, "Okay," that gets weird. And the chorus, the comics would go, "Prove it!" And everyone starts yelling, "Show us your dick! Show!" And he starts undoing his pants. And the booker's like, no. And like,
no,
run into the stage.
No,
and
no.
all the comics are like, no, don't really do it. But then some of them were like, do it.
Right, but really do it.
Some people kind of want to see that. So wait, did he do it?
He started to, and they ran up to, they're like, no, you can't do that. He goes, but the guys, the comics asked me to.
They're chanting.
Yeah,
right. They're saying it. Come on, it's my dream.
Prove it.
America.
Prove
it. Yeah. Unacceptable.
Freedom of dicks. I had a show where I did have you heard of strip comedy, or do you know strip comedy? Georgia Brooks and some other wonderful people run a show called Strip Comedy. I don't know if they do at the Improv Lab now, but it's where like you do your set, and if a joke bombs, you have to take an article.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I did it, and what I did was I wore like 10 shirts, and each shirt had a joke on it. And,
nice.
Oh, wow.
So it was just like a white, like I just bought like a pack of like Hanes undershirts for like $5.
Right.
And then I just like Sharpied over them.
That's funny.
And one of the shirts said, "I'm not circumcised."
Uh-huh.
And just as a joke, I just took off my shirt and said, "I'm not circumcised." And the crowd started chanting, "Prove it." On stage, and I was like, "You guys don't want to see that," and then they go, "Yeah!" Nobody wants to see my dick. I somehow alluded back into jokes and got away from it, but I didn't have to, you know.
Yeah,
right.
But it was weird how much they wanted to see me take my clothes off.
Because there's that comic party. It was like, this would be a great story if I just pulled my dick out right now.
Right?
Did it cross your mind for a second?
For a second. But then I was like, no, I didn't prepare.
Right.
Yeah. Had I prepared for it, groomed and got ready for the, I would have maybe done it, but I know I wasn't prepared. Not that day.
You're like, man. This would be a great story, but I'm also at the Improv.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If we're at a bar show, maybe.
Right.
That's funny. You just did the Adam Devine's house party, yeah?
Yeah, that was super fun, man. It was in Hawaii. It was this December. So like a solid 7 months ago.
Oh, cool.
It just aired in March.
How was that? How was taping that? How was Hawaii?
Hawaii is incredible. I never thought I would go to Hawaii for any reason.
Right.
And then I got a stand-up set there, which I was like, what?
Right. A TV set
on Comedy Central. And I was, and like everyone made that joke when you got there. Like, oh yeah, all our jobs are like this.
Right. Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Right.
Hawaii?
I almost showed my dick last week. Right. It's not
exactly.
always like this.
It's not always like this. Like, I had to perform in front of teenagers and say jizz 12 times last week. But yeah, it was incredible. Hawaii was beautiful. We got to perform there. The crowds were really cool. There was a surf competition going on.
Oh, cool.
Oh, nice.
While we were there, there was a guy named John who was there.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool. It was really fun, and we got to like party and hang out with like a bunch of the comics that were doing the show and stuff like that. I had a crazy weed story from the trip.
Oh, nice.
If that's
yes.
That,
oh, yeah.
It's legal here in California.
Yeah,
I have a license.
Fine. Yeah.
Or a recommendation. It's not even a license. It's a recommendation. Someone recommended that I do drugs.
My dealer.
My dealer, yeah. My doctor dealer. We had a situation where, like, you know, so the show was great, and the taping was awesome, and we had a great night, and we just taped the stand-up set, which was one of those things where everyone that had told me that had done it, like had done New Orleans or had done Los Angeles, and I had talked to was like, oh, it's going to be the craziest crowd of your life.
Right.
It's going to be the – they were amped. they're just amped. Adam Devine is like just an amplifier.
Right.
He just goes up there and gets some crazy lit, just riffs and fucks around, and there's like some celebrity, and,
sure.
and the crowd's just like roll, like
they're ready.
They're nice. Ready.
Right.
They're amped up. So it was like the most one of the most amped up shows we'd ever done. So we're having a great time, and the comics were like, "Yo, we should get some weed and celebrate. Let's go to like one of the."
So this is after.
This is afterwards. Okay, yeah, so we had just taped it, and the comics were like, "Yo, let's get some weed and let's celebrate." And I had met a dude on set that was like, "Yeah, dude, here's my number. You know, I'll hook it up, whatever. You know." And right. So I talked to the comics. I'm like, "All right, how much do we want? We get prices." I text the dude, and he goes, "All right, I'll meet you right outside the hotel." And I thought it was perfect. Yeah. I thought it was gonna be, you know, and so I tell the comics, and there's a couple of the executives from Comedy Central, I'm not gonna name names.
Okay.
Some of the executives from Comedy Central were like in this bar, and I was like, "Hey guys, I'll be right back." And that's like all I said. So I didn't say like, "I'm gonna go get some drugs." I was just like, I was like, "Hey guys, I'll be right back." And that means like I thought I was gonna go outside, hand this dude money, and then he was gonna hand me weed.
Transaction,
And then he was gonna leave, and that was gonna be it.
That's what you would assume,
That's what you would assume. So I go there, and the dude's like so stoned. I could smell him. Like I smelled him before I saw him.
Right.
Like I was like, "What's that smell?" And then he just appeared out of weed.
Yeah.
Like this dude was so like, you know that like
just
that,
a Bob Marley
like,
shirt
yeah,
on,
just like a Bob Marley smell on. Like, right. Like you know that leafy smell when you just smell like leaves. Mm-hmm. Like your whole. And so the guy's just stoned. He's like, "Oh, so," and he's like so high. I'm like, "Cool, man. So this is how much I want. Here's some money, you know." And he's like, "Cool, it's back at my place." And I was like,
"I'm sorry, what?"
Yeah, I was I was like, "Okay." And
that
he's
sounds
like,
inefficient.
So I was like, "Dude, I mean, like, okay, so what do we do here?" And he's like, "Let's just walk back to my place." And I'm like, "All right, dude, I don't know. All right, sure." And we're in Hawaii, right?
And you got a wad full of cash.
I got some cash.
Yeah.
I'm with some stranger
and
who's stoned out of his mind.
Right.
I don't even know if he knows how to get home. Like, I don't know if he remembers how to get home. So I'm like, "Okay, I'm sure. I have no choice. I'm just like, sure, whatever." And Hawaii doesn't have like street lights, so we're just like walking in forests. Like I'm walking on a pathway through a forest right now.
Right.
No lights.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm using my iPhone flashlight because I'm like, I don't want a snake. Or like a bird or like, I don't know.
Or whatever.
Or a chicken or I don't know. Yeah. Or what? A jackal? I don't know.
Right.
The,
yeah.
I don't know. This island. I don't know shit. So I'm walking.
Bad jackal population in Hawaii.
Yeah. I have
no
terrible.
Idea.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Maybe. I don't know. So I'm walking through this thing and I'm like, "How long is this?" And he's like, "Oh, it's like 10 minutes. 10 minutes goes by. I'm like, how much further?" He's like, "Oh, just like another mile." I'm like, "Another what? Hold on.
No.
Hold on." Ends up being a mile, 1.8 miles or something from the hotel.
Holy shit.
The dude was stoned and walked it with no weed. Like, what an
Who
asshole.
Who does that?
I don't know. So we get to his place. And he has a night. He has, like, a little apartment or whatever. And he's got, like, gigantic jars of weed. Like, this guy is not fucking. He grows.
Mm-hmm.
He's not fucking around. And he told me, he's like, "I grew this last winter. Went, oh, man, this is the best fucking." You know, he's just, like, so hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, "Great, man. I finally got it."
Cool.
Now I got to go back into this forest alone.
Right,
go
right.
back 1.6 miles or 1.8 miles back to the hotel. Whatever. And, oh, by the way, people are texting me, like, "Where are you okay?
Sure, yeah.
You,
you went missing in Hawaii."
Right.
And I'm just like, no, I'm cool. I'm with this. Don't worry. I got it. I'll be back soon.
Right.
And stuff. Even like the executives at Comedy Central were like, "Hey, are you okay?" Like,
right. Yeah.
You said you'd be right back. Yeah. And so then I get to this guy's place. I'm like, "Here, man, this is what I want." And he gets it to me. And then he's like, "Oh, but you got to try it, dude. Yeah. Like, come on."
Oh, he wants you to smoke with him?
And,
right.
No.
Don't do that.
No.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I'm already there.
Right.
I'm already in his house.
Don't get high and trample through the woods by yourself in a foreign place.
Yeah. I mean, that was my mistake. But that was my mistake. That was my accident right there. So I went and, I mean, whatever. I did it. He rolled a joint. And
sure.
I smoked it with him. And it was by far some of the most potent weed I've smoked in my entire life.
Right.
I'm sure.
Grown in Hawaii.
Right.
And like by a dude who smokes for a living, it looks like. And So then I, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm like very high, and then I don't know how to get back. Also,
right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I don't know.
Sober, you probably wouldn't have known how to get back.
Sober, I probably maybe would have. I tried to Google Map it and stuff, but it's woods.
Yeah,
right.
It's literally woods.
Like looking for your footprints, right. Like Sherlock and shit.
Yeah. So he's just like, yo, okay, you know, you just take a right, and you just go straight for a mile and a half. And that was correct, by the way.
It was correct.
And there was a path, and it was still woods, but there was like little, like it was like steps every once in a while.
Okay.
I was like, okay, he's like, just follow the steps, man, and you'll be back onto this road, and then you go right, and it's two blocks to your hotel. I was just like, okay, I trust it, right. Whatever. But I'm high as fuck, carrying weed in Hawaii with you know, my light on, and I just keep hearing like birds,
right,
and like, yeah, you know, bushes moving,
nature. Yeah,
I'm just in nature, right. I'm freaking out. I finally get back to the hotel
because we live in LA and nature is terrifying,
right?
You
right.
know, we don't hear that shit. If I hear birds outside, I'm like, okay, what's going on out there?
Right. Exactly. Yeah, here you're like, oh, someone's dog got out or some shit.
Yeah,
you're like,
yeah,
some
yeah
fucking chihuahua in my yard, you know,
right,
you know,
that's the extent,
you
know, of it.
That's literally the extent of it. We had I'll tell you this story later, but I think I had a raccoon in my bushes the other day, but that's besides the point. Anyway, so I finally get back to the hotel. It's like, now it's like 45 minutes later when I said, I'll be right back.
I'll be right back.
Right.
I was reminded that I said those words. So I get in and it's like all the comics and they're all at this bar and they're like, Neil, what the fuck? Where were you? What happened? And then I kind of told and I reeked of weed, by the way.
Right.
I just smoked with this dude and I smelled like that dude. And everybody at the bar, everybody like that, you know, all the comedians, all the Comedy Central,
all the executives,
yeah, are just like, Neil, what the fuck? They're just like, he reeks. He's fucking, you know. And I legitimately, okay, so now I'm like super high and I'm paranoid. And I kind of tell the story. I'm like, I had to walk him out, and then I'm back, and they're like, oh, we're glad you're okay, all this stuff. And I told the whole story, and then like my high brain went into this effect of like, oh man, I just ruined everything. These Comedy Central executives just saw me get like stupid high. They took me to Hawaii to do this awesome show, and I fucked it up. By da 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 da. And then one of the executives is like, You got any more weed? And then I was like, oh, we're cool. We're totally cool. And then we went to my hotel room and we smoked that weed. And then I kind of told them the story and they were like, that's crazy.
That's
you
hilarious.
Walked into the woods for half an hour. What the fuck? That's crazy. You said, well, you'll be right back.
That's hilarious.
Was it because it was Hawaii? Because it was America? Did you still feel sick? Like, would you have still done it if it were like, say, like you were in Jamaica or Mexico?
I don't know.
Right.
Honestly, I didn't expect it to be 2 miles
right.
or whatever. I expected, he said 10 minutes. He was like, oh, it's a 10-minute walk. And I was like, 10 minutes there, 10 minutes back, 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes with some transaction. Cool.
What drug dealer wants to bring somebody he doesn't know back to the grow house, too? You
right.
know what I mean? He doesn't know you.
I don't know. He was so high. I can't believe he forgot his weed.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, he was so high, he just forgot his weed. I think it was just, I'm so high, I forgot my weed.
Right.
Is what happened.
Yeah.
He was just like, oh, yeah, I have it back at my place. I was like, you just walked here. And he was like, yeah, I just walked here. He was in sandals, too. Best part. Dude was in sandals walking 3 miles.
Amazing.
That's hilarious.
He better stay in Hawaii for the rest of his life. Because that's where he's going to make
it.
Yeah.
I think it's his plan.
That's what he said.
He seems to be doing fine. He had a nice apartment.
I'm sure.
It wasn't a bad apartment. It was, you know.
My friends went to Mexico one time, and one of them went to get, like, drugs or whatever. So there was a group of, like, 5 or 6 of them. I probably shouldn't tell this story on the air, but whatever.
Allegedly.
I had some friends that allegedly went to Mexico. One of them allegedly went out looking for drugs, and allegedly they lost him for like 3 days.
Holy shit.
In Mexico, they lost him for 3 days.
That's mm-hmm. terrifying.
And so I'll tell it from point of views. So my friends, allegedly not finding my buddy for a couple of days, they are on their patio on the last day of the vacation, smoking cigarettes on the patio, and they see him running down the street to the hotel.
Nice.
Right? Okay. From the other guy's point of view, he goes and he gets in with these people and he's blacked out for 3 days.
Okay.
He's on it. I mean, it started with psychedelics and ended up just on this crazy
in
bender.
Mexico?
In Mexico.
Nice. Right? He had a little plan? Fear and loathing.
This was very like Training Day, the scene from Training Day where it's like you wake
find
up.
You out you're on LSD and you're just seeing double and triple. Yeah.
He came to, allegedly, he came to and he was driving a van, not his van, full of Mexican dudes headed towards the border.
Oh my God.
When he sobered up, that's what
he came out of a blackout and he heard people shouting at him, pull the car over. And he looked and he's headed towards the border with a van full of strangers. And that's when he put it in park and ran out and ran straight to the hotel. Cut to where my friend saw him running to the hotel.
Oh my goodness.
was it his van or
no? It wasn't his van at all. He had no idea whose van it was, whose people he was with, what was happening.
Right.
He was just running errands.
Right. Just running errands.
Jesus.
For his new friends.
Isn't that bananas?
Yeah.
That is bananas. That's a movie. I want to watch that.
Dude, yeah.
That sounds like a great movie.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I would do.
What do you mean? What did you... You got to fill in the blanks.
Yeah, yeah.
First of all, find out what happened.
It's then, like The Hangover of Mexico.
Right, exactly. It's like The Hangover with... Yeah, it's literally that.
They said he was bright...
El Hangover.
El Hangover. They said he was bright red because he had fallen asleep on the beach, which also happened on The Hangover on the roof, right? Wasn't he? Like,
right,
he wasn't asleep on the mattress. He had fallen asleep on the beach, so he was bright red.
This is more interesting than The Hangover.
But yeah, this is...
Because the people in the van. How did he like...
I don't know.
He had to take charge somewhere.
It was probably one of those... You're probably doing drugs with people and they're like, hey, here's what I need you to do. I'll give you this amount of... I don't know.
Right.
Who knows? I've agreed to some fucked up shit too when I was fucked up.
That's for sure.
Not drive illegal.
Not trafficking fucking immigrants.
Yeah, not human trafficking when I'm like, right. Thanks for the drugs. Like, never happened.
I mean, I've agreed to some, like, bar shows that I didn't want to do. That's the extent of it.
I've, like, eaten some shit I didn't want to eat.
Right, yeah. Almost pulled my dick out on stage. But, but breaking international laws. I haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
No trafficking. No human trafficking.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. How's everything with you? We didn't do a baby check-in last week. Oh, How you feeling? Honestly.
Honestly, yeah. I'm not feeling good.
Yeah.
No, I'm still not feeling good yet.
You got twins.
Yeah.
That's double the, that's gotta be, that's like double the pregnancy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's double the problems.
Yeah. Yeah. It's still not fun yet. It's still not good yet. It should be fun soon. I'm in my last week of my first trimester.
Nice.
So apparently you feel great and beautiful and lovely after that.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
You're gonna get that glow.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's when you start to get that glow instead of just being
right
green. It's just angry face.
She's got the Hulk green glow now.
Yeah.
She almost threw up on last week's episode.
Yeah.
Ooh, she was
sitting
here like kind of like...
Really trying to keep it together.
You guys just keep talking.
Well, who was your guest?
We had Dave Neal on.
Oh, Dave Neal. I don't know Dave Neal. I was wondering if he was like... To tell him disgusting stories or something. Imagine you had Richard Bain on at one point. I was like, yeah, I can see that. I can see you vomiting during his...
So, but you're taking medication and everything, and
I'm
everything's kind of a little bit better.
I'm taking medication for the nausea because I've got whatever Kate Middleton had, nausea.
Uh-huh.
And I've been feeling better. It's all going to be fine. I just keep repeating that it's all going to be fine. I'm going to feel better soon and it's going to be good. We find out the sex.
When?
Sometime in the next 10 to 12 days.
Oh my, so next week or the week after that's episode?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Do you know if it's identical? Or
they are not identical.
They're not identical.
Do you know? No. I thought you were going to say, do you know who the father is?
Do
you know who they are?
Yeah, I tell you, they're not identical. So it's a boy and a girl.
Could be one of each. Could be two boys that are just not identical, or could be two girls that are just not identical.
What,
so we'll see.
If you had to pick, what do you want?
One of each.
You would want one of each.
Yeah.
What does your husband
so
want?
One of each.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
You would say one of each.
Yeah.
See, I'm terrified to have a daughter. I would want two boys.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I
wouldn't want two twin boys. I don't think I want two twins. Twin boys. I would want like an older brother, younger daughter. But if they're twins, yeah. Because if I'm gonna have a daughter, I'd also want a brother.
Yeah, you have
you
to
for the daughter,
to
right?
Yeah, for the daughter. Yeah. So I would like a brother daughter twin.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that's a trade off too. Because the boy protects his little sister,
mm-hmm.
you know, and she has like this guy to look after her,
mm-hmm.
right? and then he like gets to bang her friends when he gets older. You know what I mean? Like, it's a trade-off.
She's like, why are you doing this to me right now?
It's a trade-off.
You shouldn't have to worry about that for like 20 years.
Right.
Come
on. Not your not your kids. Right. I meant
right.
Hypothetical. Yeah.
Right.
I had a sister and I had
right. All, so you had no one's friends to bang.
Right. I had my buddy. He sucks, like banged all of his sister's friends.
That is absolutely horrific.
That is horrific.
That's fucking terrible.
I missed that boat. So I'm going to do this. This is an art. We do a lot of like dating and relationship stuff on this show, and I'd love for your opinion on this. This is a study that just came out, you guys. This is kind of yeah. So the title is "People Are More Willing to Ditch Condoms with Partners They Think Are Sexy."
Interesting.
I mean, that makes sense.
It makes 100% sense.
Why would it not? Why?
Why do you need a study for that?
Yeah, you don't need a study for that. Just ask me. I'll tell you. Yeah.
You know what has saved you guys so much money?
Saved you guys so much money.
Sexy women, beware. Your good looks could make a man ditch safe sex practices. A recent study says that the more attractive a woman is, the less likely a man is to want to use a condom. In a recent study, the participants were asked to rate 20 photographs of women from a scale of 0 to 100.
Okay.
Fun.
Yep. Uh-huh. They were also
0 to 100. That's a big.
So you can go like 95% there.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
I get it.
Yeah.
She's about 75%. You're about 3/4. I wear 3/4 of a condom.
I made this 2/8 last night. They were also asked to rate their desire to have sex with a woman on the likelihood and the likelihood to use a condom on the same scale, 0 to 100.
Okay.
The study, which was conducted by researchers the University of Southampton and the University of Bristol, found that the more attractive a woman was judged to be on average, the more likely participants would be willing to have unprotected sex with her. So that the more attractive she is, the more they would go raw.
And this is just a specifically men towards women.
You know, and no. So on the flip side of that, in an earlier study conducted with women revealed they would also be willing to relax their safe sex standards for a hot guy.
Huh.
Ooh, see, I feel like that is just classically wrong.
You think?
I'll tell you why. Because I think hot people obviously have more sex. Therefore, hot people are probably more likely to carry VDs and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're like not wearing condoms for the hot people, you're probably spreading shit.
Right.
And if you're wearing condoms for the ugly people, you're probably there's no risk.
Yeah,
they weren't fucking anyways.
And that's what the base of the study said. It said the higher condom usage intentions of people that were unattractive because they associated unattractive people with being dirty and unclean.
Yeah, those guys are probably cleaner than those hot people who are just fucking around all day.
The guy who sits in his basement, you know, playing Dungeons and Dragons probably has a lot less STDs.
He has none.
Super duper DNA shit.
That is some DNA. That is some crazy human being DNA. I think, you know what? I think that probably makes sense because it's like, you know what? We're at this point, we need to start wiping ourselves out. So at this point, there's too many of us, and this makes sense that we just want to fuck without condoms and fuck all these hot people without condoms, and all these hot people need to get wiped out. They're not doing anything. They're not bringing it. These hot people have never read a science book. So, you know, they don't know who Stephen Hawking is. Like, they need to go.
Right.
So I get it. I'm sure that's probably some kind of evolution, some kind of Darwinism somewhere.
Probably.
There's a book called Survival of the Prettiest, and it talks about why we find certain things attractive in people. Big boobs, strong arms, all that kind of thing. And it was because it's literally written into our DNA that when we see someone who has those qualities, they also tell us that that person is healthy. So like long, shiny hair in women lets you know that they're healthy back in the day before we were able to tell who did and didn't have, like, I don't know, freaking polio or whatever
rickets,
the hell it was. Yeah.
Whatever the women.
Sure, rickets.
Sure, I don't know.
Yeah, I think there's like biological evidence for all that. Like, you know, like big boobs. It's like she'll be a good mother.
Yeah,
big hips. Will bear a child. You know, there's all that kind of stuff. Butts, obviously. Right. Like, damn, look at that ass.
Right.
It's like a primal instinct.
Yeah.
But there's definitely like all that stuff. But this whole wanting to fuck hot people without condoms, that has to be us just needing to kill these skinny, stupid Instagram models that just post a picture and make like $20,000 a month for just wearing a fucking swimsuit.
No, you brought up such a great point too. Is like, the uglier the person, the probably less sex that they're having.
Yeah, less sex they're having. The cleaner they are, the more, like, you know, and they're probably smarter, able to pass on better genes. You know, like,
yeah.
I trust those people more. You know what? Hey, if you're out there, 7s, 6s,
3s, 5s, 4s,
3s, 4s, let's fuck. No condoms.
just smash raw. Yeah. I've definitely been guilty of that. I've definitely been with an unattractive chick, and
I'm definitely
going to wear a condom with this one, and then a little hotter chick, like, yeah, well, whatever.
I will be honest with you. I've never used a condom on a girl I found attractive, and I've always used a condom on a girl I'm like, eh. Every 100%. Like, there's no. Since you brought it up, I've gone through my head. And I'm thinking about who I used a condom with and who I didn't use a condom with, and it was 100%.
Yeah,
that was 100%. I was like, yeah, that girl was like, she had a weird, okay. And then I was like, yeah, we'll wear a condom,
right?
And, then this is the girl that I'm like, damn, I don't even know what a condom is. You know, yeah. Where can you get those?
Well, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, a gas station? That's 19 miles away. Come on,
I only walk 2 miles for weed.
Yeah, I'll walk 2 miles for weed, but I'm not walking to. Mile and a half for a condom. Come on.
I don't know if you've ever done this where you just ask them questions about their family. Like, if they you got a good relationship with your parents, you're probably clean.
I've never done that. I've definitely done the I've done the doctor check. Like, when was the last time you went to the doctor?
Oh yeah, situation. Yeah.
That's very straightforward.
I'm very straightforward because you know what?
No beating around
the
bush.
I keep a clean bill of STD health.
Yeah.
Yep.
I put it on my wall like a diploma. It is one of my proudest accomplishments, and I keep a clean bill at all times. I had I had a clean bill. I'm in a relationship now.
Oh, nice.
So clean bill in the relationship, but I had a clean bill prior to the relationship. Then I've been in a relationship for a while, and, relationship, no condoms. Sorry if that's a shock to people.
Right.
But, no condoms. So I was like, but, you never know. It's a new partner still. And I got a test, 6 months after being in a relationship and not using condoms.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, clean bill of health. And she was like, great, that means me too. We high five. and it's one of those things where it's I wear that proudly. So I will bring it. I'll be like, yeah, I just went. If I'm, in
right.
that situation. Fortunately, I'm in a relationship now. I don't have to worry about that. Thank God.
I know.
It's scary.
It's terrifying.
I've had one night stands where even if you'll start having, mental, huh, is it itchy?
You'll
start feeling you'll start Googling shit, mm-hmm. and it'll be like, if you cough, you might have AIDS.
Yeah,
it's like, damn.
Yeah.
Really?
Shit,
I coughed yesterday,
Dude, I had a one-night stand one time, a few times, but one time in particular, and a week later, I had an ingrown, I used to shave down there, and I had an ingrown hair down there, and I lost my mind.
You lost your mind? Yeah. I had a, I was in a relationship in college, and I was with a girl, and we were having sex, quite a bit, actually. Yeah, having
life. Woo! Fucking!
Jizz! Hey, teenage audience that was at my teen tour last week. Jizz! Savage, that they also like to say savage, that thing that kids say now. My girlfriend has little brothers. They say savage all the time. So I was having sex with this girl in college. I was probably 20, she was 19, I think, and we were just going at it, uh-huh. Fucking college kids, all day, every day, anytime we had a second, we were just fucking. And so I went and I started developing a little rash situation, so I go to the doctor and I'm just like, hey doc, this is what's going on, and I wasn't wearing condoms and stuff. And then he looks at it and he goes, yeah, it's probably herpes. And I was like, straight up, just straight up. And I go, I'm like, okay, hold on, slow down. Herpes, you just said herpes. I heard you say, I'm having sex with one person. I'm not cheating. I'm not.
Right.
She doesn't have herpes. She checked. She's like, I don't have herpes. And then,
you can't just throw that out there.
He threw it out there. I'm 19 years old too.
Right.
So I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
So then, he brings in a PA, a physician's assistant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He comes in and then he's like, hey, can you look at it? And he looks at it and he goes, yeah, it might be herpes.
No!
And he's like,
no,
and two doctors. And I'm like, now I'm convinced I got herpes.
Yeah.
Right.
Convinced.
Dying.
I've got herpes. And herpes, you can't cure it.
No.
Right. I'm 19 years old. I think I have herpes at 19 years old. I think my sexual life is over.
Yeah.
Right.
You have to tell everybody.
I got to tell my girlfriend. I got to tell my mom. I got to tell everybody.
Right.
I got to get medication for it. I got to do all this shit. So I take, he's like, but I'm not going to say 100% until we take the test.
Yeah.
Right.
And can we do that first, please?
Yeah. Let's start there.
Yeah, exactly. So we start doing the test and stuff, and it takes 5 days. 5 days, whatever, for together. Longest 5 days of my life. I even tell my mom. I'm even like, Mom, I might have herpes.
Right.
And she was like, you know, you did it to yourself. You know? she was like, if you do, you do. You know. Like,
yeah.
Like, and it's like, you can't help it. If you do, you do.
Sure.
So I get a call like 5 days later. And the doctor is just like, oh no, you're good, no herpes, not even a little bit. No, you're completely clean, no STDs, you're good. Here, I'm gonna prescribe you this cream. It might be just dry skin, and try that cream. Tried the cream, 2 days gone, just gone, like 2-3 days gone. It was just dry skin because we were like fucking
right.
Like,
your diagnosis being awesome.
Yeah, my diagnosis should have been. But you know what? Then I scared my girlfriend and we stopped having sex for like 3 weeks. And
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, it was a cream. I promise. You know, whatever. Right. We got back into it. But yeah, my diagnosis should have been high five.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Absolutely. Just a fist bump.
But he scared the shit out of me. And I was 19 and I'll never forget it. And now I'm like less afraid because of that.
Yeah.
Which is great. But there's still a tendency to like, when I've had like one night stands to like just Google myself insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just fucking, you know.
Yeah. I used to do that, man. I used to drink a lot and then would like have a one night stand and the next morning like I would have like severe anxiety of like, oh, I'm gonna die, like I've mm-hmm. like I'm
right.
I'm gonna get AIDS, I've yeah. gotten this disease and that disease, everything
and yeah. anything, yeah, and then like every symptom of everything is the same, mm-hmm. every symptom is yeah. you know, it's all the fucking same, and then there's like all these like side related things, there's a headache and
yeah
nausea,
and you're hungover, so you're like, yeah, I have all these,
yeah, exactly. You're vomiting, it's like, I did that last night.
No.
I vomited right after we fucked. Like, <yeah. laughs> I got it that quick.
Shit, this is the best AIDS ever.
Yeah. I got express AIDs. Damn it. It's absolutely insane. But I mean, I think honestly, condoms all around until you're with somebody you trust.
Yeah.
Right.
I think like that's the lesson to be learned there. And if you're like, she's hot, no condom, you deserve to get whatever you get.
You
kind of deserve it at that point.
Yeah.
And that's just Darwinism for you. That's just that girl's an Instagram model. She had nothing. She contributed nothing to society.
That's a good button for this podcast. Wear a condom, whether how attractive they are or not.
Yeah, just wear a condom.
Or don't. Whatever. Who knows? Who gives a shit?
Oh, my God.
I'm not your mom.
Yeah, I'm not your mom. Or you figure it out.
Yeah, you'll figure it out.
You decide.
Where'd you meet your girl at?
She saw me at a show.
Nice.
Which is, I know, that story. So she saw me at a show, and then she followed me on Twitter, and then I followed her back, because she had more followers than me.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have had she not had more followers than me.
Well, I'm
keeping it real. I was like, who is this girl with this many followers following me?
Right.
And she was cute, and I was like, cute girl with a lot of followers following me. Okay, yeah, what's up? So I followed her back, and then, like, she was so weird about how she did it. Like, it was like 2 or 3 weeks later, she goes, hey, I just saw you at this show the other night. It was like a month ago.
Right.
Like, don't the other night.
Yeah.
You know?
You're not that busy.
Right. Yeah. I remember reading that and being like, I remember that show. And it wasn't the other night. I was like, it was literally 6 weeks ago. You
right.
know?
6 weeks ago. I almost pulled my dick out because I was uncircumcised.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It was that show. But no. And so she was like, you were really funny. And she said, I'd love to take you out for a drink. And I was like,
wow.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And I was like, damn. It was a first for me. No girl had ever done that. So I was like, okay, this is literally for. I mean, girls, sometimes a girl will be like, can I buy you a drink or whatever, you know?
Yeah, sure, sure.
You know, at a bar. Or
she
like,
asked you out.
She asked
right.
me out. She yep. should have asked me out. So we went out, and I went into it not expecting anything. I was like, well, I'll get a free drink at the very least.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
Whatever. And we hit it off strong, like immediately, like just like really.
Wow.
And it was cool. She bought me a drink, then I bought her a drink, then she bought me a drink, then I bought her a drink. We're drunk.
Right.
We're drunk by drink five. We're both, they're all cocktails. We're all drinking cocktails. And it was cool. It was really fun. And that's how we met. And we just kept seeing each other from then. And it was one of those situations where it was like, what is this? You know, like it turned into that, you know, it was one of those things where like we weren't dating or mm-hmm. We just like kept seeing each other and seeing other people and seeing each other and then mm-hmm. And all stuff. And then like we would hook up and then it just turned into like, yeah, this is great. You know, and this is what we want to do. And it's been that way for a little over a year.
Oh, nice. Shit. You guys have been exclusive for over a year now, huh?
For over a year. And
Damn.
We are, we're living together.
What?
No, boy.
It's getting real. It's getting so real. I love it.
Do you?
I do. Yeah, you know what? There's so many, people have so many horror stories. I think you should just live with someone you can see. The thing is, when we were dating, before we were living together, we stayed with each other every night, pretty much anyways.
Right, yeah.
So, like, on the, like, 5 nights a week, we'd stay over.
Right.
You know, we would stay together in a place. So, five nights a week, we'd do that. And then we were like, yo, we could save a lot of money.
Right.
You know?
Right.
We're doing this.
Dating in L.A., too.
Yeah. It's dating in L.A. We could save a lot of money. Yeah. And then it's also a situation where she travels, I travel.
Uh-huh.
We both travel constantly. Mm-hmm. I'm gone for the entire month of August.
Nice.
You know, and I'm gone for half of September. And she's gone for half of August. And some of October and September, you know, she does things like she does award shows all in New York and this, and then she'll go to like Atlanta for a big concert or for a thing. So it's like she travels and I travel. So it's like we don't even necessarily see each other every day.
Uh-huh.
Right.
You know,
right.
We still see each other like 4 or 5 days a week where, and also like stuff like this where I'm here right now. She's at like the Teen Choice Awards or something downtown. She'll be there till 10 p.m. or whatever.
Right.
And it's like, I don't even see her all day. So living together isn't like, it's not bad because we still have a lot of space. You know?
Yeah.
Just because of our lifestyles.
Yeah.
She works at, I haven't mentioned what she does.
Uh-uh.
She works in teen entertainment is what
she
does.
Oh, that's why you did so good at the show. You had an insight.
Oh, right.
By the way, I do. And I'm getting into it because teen entertainment is goddamn, it's hilarious. It's fun. It's funny. It's, and teenagers fucking lose their mind over it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's lucrative. It's smart. It's like some of these kids are geniuses, and that's why they're billionaires. Some of them are just fucking idiots,
right?
And they're gonna ruin their lives. But you know, it's interesting to be around that and to learn about like these certain people.
What does she? What does she do?
So she is an editor for it's a digital space and it's a magazine.
Uh-huh.
And basically, so what she does is she goes around and she interviews like the Taylor Swifts and the Ariana Grandes.
Oh,
and
wow.
The Fifth Harmonies. And so, and like, so she has like a relationship with their, like, what is it?
Their publicist. Yeah.
Yeah. Their publicist. Yeah. So she'll be like emailing their publicist. And then like one day some Nickelodeon star will just come over to our house and like,
no shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool. I met a lot of them. Most of them are really cool and really smart and really down to earth and good kids.
Uh huh.
And then there's a handful where you're like, man, this dude is fucking.
Yeah.
This kid's gonna fucking.
He's gonna be covered in tattoos.
Woo! Yeah. This kid's gonna be on blow next week. Like, just immediately. And some of them are already on blow.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I can't say names, obviously.
Sure.
Right.
But I'll tell one real quick story, and I don't think this can't, doesn't have to be edited.
Okay.
But, I'm
allegedly.
Not gonna say names. I'm not gonna say names.
Right.
Allegedly, this happened. Allegedly, I was at a party and we're hanging out. And things are going well. It's cool. Disney stars show up, roll out like a solid like Ziploc bag of cocaine.
Oh,
like zip.
Wow.
Like I never seen cocaine. Like this had to be thousands of dollars.
Uh-huh.
This had to be $2,000 minimum of cocaine.
Yeah,
minimum. Because, you know, you get the tiny little dime situations, it's like $50 or whatever, you know? So this dude had a Ziploc bag, and it looked like he'd used it. It looked like,
right.
It looked like a used Ziploc bag.
Like it was more full at another point.
Right, yeah. And he was just like, yo, you guys want to party? He used the word party, which I was like, really?
Right.
Come
Gross.
On, dude. Come on.
Right, yeah.
Really, you're going to say party? Come on, just be like, do you guys want to do cocaine?
Right,
like,
yeah. We know what it is. It's already out.
It's already out, yeah.
You don't have to talk in code at this point.
Yeah, it's, you have it in your hand. Like, he went like a rollout, like a Ziploc rollout, and then he starts cutting it up, right, onto Coke mirror, which was surprising. They had a Coke mirror at this party.
Right.
And so he starts cutting it up, and I go, dude, are you cutting up cocaine with a Disney credit card right now? And he goes, I swear to God, he looks at me and he goes, dude, it's my only credit card. I'll never forget that. And I was like, fair enough. And you know what? I took a picture of it and I tweeted it without the numbers and without the name and stuff.
Right.
And I was like, this is totally incriminating, but I'm just going to pretend this is fake cocaine. This is a fake Disney credit card. I just tweeted it out. It's still on my Twitter. I left it up
hilarious.
There. A couple people faved it.
Hilarious.
Hilarious.
Well, thanks for coming on the show, man.
Oh, cool. We're going to end it on the cocaine story.
Yeah. Is there really a way to go back? Where's your, what is your Twitter? How can people find the cocaine picture?
Oh, at Neil Nanda. Just my name, Neil with with two E's, and it's me. That's me all across boards.
Instagram and Facebook
Instagram,
and all that
Facebook,
stuff.
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, all that stuff is just at NEELNANDA. Neil Nanda.
And do you have a residency anywhere that you want to promote show wise? I know that you were doing West Side for a while. Are you still doing that?
Yeah, I'm at the West Side Comedy Theater in Santa Monica every Friday at 8 p.m. It's just a show I've been doing for almost 4 years now.
It's a great show.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
It's really fun.
And, yeah, anytime you guys want to come down, I'm usually there unless I'm traveling. And if you want to come check out shows, neilnanda.com/shows or just neilnanda.com.
Awesome.
Got all my shows there. Check them out.
Dude, well, thank you for coming on, man. I really appreciate
it. Yeah,
that's
awesome.
You guys follow Neil. And for our show, subscribe to Foster the Podcast on iTunes. Visit fosterthepodcast.com. And I think by when this comes out, this is the week of our live show.
Oh my goodness! Already,
yes, we're going to be doing our third annual live Foster the Podcast roundtable podcast at 5 p.m. for the Burbank Comedy Festival at Flappers Comedy Club. Our guests are going to be Tone Bell, Sean Halpin, and Bo Bowker. It's 5 p.m. It's free. If anybody wants to come out, hit us up. Go to my website, justincomic.com. For our show, obviously visit us on iTunes. If you haven't already, subscribe to Foster the Podcast. Give us a good rating on there. It helps our visibility in the on the iTunes ratings. Also visit our website, fosterthepodcast.com. And we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.